Okay, we have here with us today on Majority World Katrina Ruan from the Bring Them Home campaign. Katrina, there's an event coming up on Tuesday, but before that, can you remind everybody what the Bring Them Home campaign is about?
Yeah, well, basically, three Irishmen were arrested 2.5 years ago in Colombia. There was a big hue and cry about it. They were used by everybody under the sun, particularly people who were anti-peace processes in Ireland and in Colombia. And there was all sorts of allegations that they had all this evidence. 2.5 years later, with the court case finished, where we brought over international observers, it's obvious to the world that there's no evidence against these men, and certainly no evidence was presented to the court. I have been over in Colombia on 18 different occasions with international observers, with the top international lawyers, and working on the legal case. And what has happened to date is an absolute disgrace. Three Irish men's rights have been violated from the day and hour they're arrested. They're still being held now in one of the worst jails in the world, where there are nearly 4,000 right-wing paramilitaries, and there's 9 of them in one little wing surrounded by these right-wing paramilitaries.
And going back to when these men were arrested, it was almost given as fact through the media in Britain and Ireland that they were guilty.
Absolutely. I mean, basically what you had was the worst form of trial by media, and everybody was silenced by it, apart from some human rights workers. And slowly but surely what we did was we travelled over to Colombia, we brought over international observers from Europe, the United States and Australia, and let them see for themselves this mistrial or lack of fair trial that was happening in Colombia.
And if some of the lawyers who jumped on this bandwagon straight away, if they had have took note of Colombia's human rights record, which Amnesty International and America's Watch currently trumpets.
Well, I think what you had was some right-wing people who were quite anti-peace processes in Ireland and Colombia, because when they were arrested there was a peace process in Colombia, which the Colombian military didn't support, which elements of the US military didn't support, and which elements of British intelligence
didn't
support.
Is that not surprising? All right, okay.
Well, it's a bit like a micro version of the war in Iraq.
How is that?
Well, the intelligence services drove an agenda to try and destroy a peace process, which is now destroyed in Colombia, and it was also used to try and destroy the Irish peace process.
We better say first that the Vice President of Colombia, funnily enough, is coming over to Ireland to talk to our own Brian Cowan.
Yes, well, the Vice President of Colombia, and as you say, Colombia's got one of the worst human rights records in the world, as documented by Amnesty, Human Rights Watch, the United Nations. Indeed, human rights are so bad in Colombia that they have a permanent United Nations Human Rights Office. The Vice President is coming over to Ireland. Ireland holds the presidency of the European Union, and they're coming over basically to look for Ireland's support in a Europe where they increasingly have very, very little support. And you may remember, your listeners may remember, that the President of Colombia was over here a few weeks ago, and a third of the members of the European Parliament turned up to his meeting, and many of them wore white ribbons to show that they were anti his human rights record. Mm-hmm. His Vice President, Francisco Santos, who we met, our delegation met on two different occasions when we were in Colombia, is coming over to Ireland on Tuesday, and the Bring Them Home campaign is organising a protest at 12:30 outside Leinster House to highlight the issue of the three Irishmen. He cannot just swan into Ireland, having abused human rights in his own country, and also his government blatantly abused the human rights of three Irishmen, and expect us to give him a huge cade mhíle fáilte.
Do they see it as if Ireland is being perhaps closer to the US government than many other governments in Europe? And this is probably a good link, because they do have oil in Colombia too, and that's why the US would have been interested there perhaps.
Yeah, well, the US have an interest because of oil and other issues. In relation to how they view Ireland, I'm not sure. It's difficult because they're sending out mixed messages. For example, during the court case, one of our witnesses, or the defence witnesses for the three men, an alibi witness, was a senior civil servant in the Irish government. Mm-hmm. And the prosecutor there, who'd be very close to the Colombian army, accused her of being a liar and having a selective memory. So there's an interesting attitude to the Irish government, and perhaps a contradictory one within different elements of the Colombian state. So it's difficult to know exactly what they see. I think what happens when a country holds the presidency, they have extra power, and they're lobbied by different people.
But finally, what does Brian Cowan, what way do you think the wind blows with him?
Well, I think Brian Cowan has been far too quiet on this case. I think he hasn't stood up for the republic publicly. privately they have worked, and we have worked very closely with this department.
That's what no Irish diplomacy normally does, isn't it?
Well, that, yes, and this is my criticism of them, like, that we thank them for the work that they've done privately, but we need them publicly standing up for Irish citizens, and sometimes they're a little bit too timid, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
I think they just need to be much more public. I think it's not a man I have great admiration for, Tony Blair, but he does stand up for his citizens if they're ever arrested abroad. Mm-hmm. Brian Cowan is too timid.
Like the Guantanamo 7. Right?
The Guantanamo, the people in Greece, different people. You know, okay. The Irish government have to stand up and mm-hmm. not be like cowering mice.
Katrina Ruan, we'll just remind them again, 12:30.
Outside Leinster House.
On a Tuesday.
Protest on Tuesday, yeah. And we're calling for everybody to come out in your colour, bring your music, bring, mm-hmm. you know, make this a colourful, creative
Absolutely.
Protest.
Okay, well, thank you very much for being with us today,
okay,
Katrina.
Thank you.
That's Katrina Ruan from Bring Them Home campaign.